Or two, Mr.
Oh,
Warren.
Yeah, let me do that again.
There we go.
But the wind blew in.
Ty Warren joins us on a Patriots Monday. Not only is it good to see you here, but it was kind of good to see you on a football field yesterday, too.
Kind of
good to see you out there.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it was good to be back out there, especially for the opponent that we played, the Jets. Kind of good to get that win in the column against those guys before 4 years in.
So what was the? I know you guys aren't allowed to talk about injuries, but what was the story with you? What was bothering you the most?
What you saying? Why I missed the last game?
Yeah.
Well, basically, I mentioned on the radio station several weeks ago about the injury, the ankle.
The friendly fire.
Yeah, friendly fire. Yeah. No, I had an ankle injury, I had that bye week, and then I came back and played in Miami and kind of re-aggravated it and just set myself back a little bit and was able to play in this game. And so
I asked Dan Copeland this question. Do you have to talk your way back into the lineup? I mean, do you have to say to them, look, I can go. I promise you I can play. Or is it one of those deals where they tell you, no, Ty, you can't play today?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a deal different guys approach it differently. I hate to miss a game. I would have loved to play in last week's game. I don't know how effective I could have been for what they were trying to do. I basically like the Miami game, even the Miami game, just kind of went into it with an open mind, saying that whatever I need to do to contribute, that's what I'll do this day. And, you know, knowing that the coaches are going to manage your snaps and all that good stuff. And you know, Bill and the training staff do a good job. I mean, they really try to feel you out. And Bill came to me before the game last week, you know, and asked me how I felt. You know, and my words to him was, you know, about the same, you know. And he was like, well, you know, ain't no need of going out there and having you for a couple series. And, you know, we can suit up a guy like Ron Brace or some guy like that, you know what I mean? So. That's kind of how it went last week, and this week, you know, he asked me how I was feeling, and did I feel like I'd be able to play, and I told him yeah, and obviously I had to rest it, and not do everything, doing practice, and you know, and they did just manage it, and I was able to get out there and do a little bit.
Well, Ty, we know the Jets no longer have Fredo.
Well, you know what happened to Fredo, right? you only get one Hail Mary. Right? Like,
Fredo, don't you ever, speak out against the family. Don't you know that, Fredo? Fredo, you're still my brother. You're like, I know, that's why I'm running from you. I know what you're capable of doing. But the Jets no longer have Fredo. But is there still that tension? Is still that something extra when you play against this team?
Well, I mean, I think just the fact that it's a division opponent, that's one thing, and then the fact of all the hoopla that went on in the off season, and the fact that we went out there the first time and left with a sour taste in our mouth was just extra incentive to go out there and win last night.
I asked Brandon Merriweather this last Monday. He was filling in for you because you couldn't be here, and he said that, you know, every game is important. You guys play it week to week better than any team I know. But he admitted he'd been looking forward to the Jets game since week two.
Absolutely.
Is that how you felt?
Absolutely. That's just the way it is. I just remember, and I'm sure you remember, back in 04 when we played Pittsburgh early on. And, you know, different scenario, but under the same, you know, same umbrella where, you know, they ran the ball on us like, you know, like you wouldn't believe. And I remember just being on the bus, and it was me, C, Vince, and Vince's first year, my second year, first year starting, and C, and Keith Traylor at the time. And we're just saying to ourselves, man, I cannot wait. And Jarvis, I cannot wait to see those guys again, knowing that we will see them again, you know what I mean? But we had to take care of the task in hand leading up to that, and then we end up seeing them again, and what happened, and it's kind of one of those type of deals.
Is that how you feel about the Colts? You'd like a chance to see them again?
You can say that, yeah, but, you know, like I say, we got to take care of the task at hand, and we continue playing like we're playing, and And I'm sure they'll continue playing the way they play, and I'm sure that's a team that we'll meet up again with sometime in the future, near future.
Fredo, you're nothing to me now. You're not a brother. You're not a friend.
Friend. Yeah, no.
I don't want to know you or what you do. Yeah. I don't want to see you at the hotels. I don't want you near my house.
Can I fill this in?
Go ahead. Fredo,
Mike, when you come into the Patriot place, I want to know when you come. I want to know before. I want to know when you come, and I know when you leave.
There you go. When you see our mother, I want to know a day in advance, so I won't be there. You understand?
You guys have both spent way too much time in front of the television.
Tell me. Okay. You got to settle this one for me, Ty.
Yeah.
Which one is better, the original Godfather or Godfather 2?
Man.
This is one of the classic debates of all time. And there's no right answer.
You know what? I'm going to say the first one. But then again, this old country bumpkin from Texas, being me, I got introduced to the – now, it's been on TMC a lot down south, but, I never really – pay much attention to it until I got into this Northeast, region.
Yep.
Well, you know,
because he thinks we all talk like that.
things like that, transpire. So I come up here and I'm like, well, you get more into it. You're in the region. You're in the history. You're in the mix of it now. So now I'm paying more attention to it. So the first part was interesting to me because of this. Just all the morals and everything that went with it, and then the second part, I love the second part because of the parallel story. You know, you get to find out
the history of it. Some parts in English, some parts in Italian.
Right, right.
You get a young Pacino, a young De Niro. Come on.
And you get to see Vito go back and seek revenge on the guy that killed his mother and all that good stuff. So it's
you know why I
stuff.
Always picked the first one?
I got to go with the second one.
I always picked
the
first
one. I love
the
second one, too. It's equal to me, but I just had to pick one.
But the problem was you'd already seen the first one. When you saw the first, I remember when I saw Godfather the first time.
Blew you away.
I just went, oh, my God. I've just never seen anything like this. It just killed me. When I saw the second one, it was great.
Yeah.
But I'd already seen one. When I saw one, I had never seen anything like that. So one always inches ahead for me.
Nothing like the first one, huh?
It just killed me.
Yeah. And then, people kind of sleep. Sleep on the third part, and I know it's kind of new.
Yeah, I'm fully asleep on that one.
Yeah.
I'm asleep.
But there's some parts.
Don't wake me up.
There's some parts that I like on there, it's all good. It's all good. Good little trilogy, though.
Now, your football team is built for this region, for playing outdoors in the mud and the slop and the snow, and you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like going indoors and climate controlled and everything's perfect and like you're going to have on Monday night?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be my first time down in New Orleans playing. So as far as me liking it, I don't know. I mean, people can make it difficult for you by turning the heat up
you're from Texas. They can't turn it up hot enough to bother you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, piping the noise.
Well, yeah, the piping the noise, the extra audio and all that stuff, some people do out there. So, it's all good, either or.
That's a real good football team. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at them yet, and I know you guys will study them as the week goes on, but I like, and we were just talking about this, I think their offense is better than the Colts' offense.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't looked at them, but I would agree. I've been watching them from afar, and I would say, it's about a legit team as any team in the league right now. And they're playing good on offense, obviously, and then they're playing good on defense over there with Greg Williams. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us coming up Monday night.
Can you guys get pressure on the quarterback from the defensive line? You guys have proven that you're real good at stopping the run.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get pressure on the quarterback from there?
I think we can. I think we will have to with Drew Brees because, like Manning, he knows where he's going with that ball. He knows how to manipulate the pocket, move around in it pretty well. And just a real smart, well-rounded quarterback. So we're going to need to.
Good to see you. Nice to see you out on the field, too.
All right, thank you.